becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Mason Buss gets one inning out of the Mallard pen tonight in his first outing with the team in the 2024 Northwoods League season. Ball is being passed off on the mound to the right-hander out of Walsh University, Brandon Cahill. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, back with you here in Madison on WFHR, your home of the Raptors, where you can catch all 72 games in this entire season. Year 15 of Raptor baseball, and you're in 31 of the Northwoods League here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media app. It'll be the right-hander Brandon Cahill from Dayton, Ohio, the redshirt sophomore, making his second appearance of this Northwoods League season. Last threw a week ago on Wednesday the 29th in that 9-4 win against Green Bay, threw an inning, faced the minimum, struck out one in that win. Looking at his stats at Walsh University this past year, got some decent work, 18 and a third innings, and he gets the 7-8-9 spots in the Raptor order here, leading 6-0. First pitch, swung on and missed by Jake Beauchesne. Count is nothing and one. Beauchesne's 0 for 2 today, a flyout to right in the second, most recently a strikeout swinging back in the fourth inning. The 0-1 pitch to Beauchesne, taken right down the heart of the plate on a fastball at 89 from the right-hander for strike two. 18 and a third innings collegiately this past spring. 6.87 earned run average. The 0-2 to Beauchesne misses high. Count moving 1-2. On deck is McClanahan, Bryson Stripling to follow. The payoff pitch on the outside corner misses for ball two. So for the right-hander, Buss, an inning thrown, 16 pitches, one hit allowed, no runs, no walks, two punchouts. The 2-2 pitch to Beauchesne. Hit in the air right center field. That's going to find some grass and get down for a base hit. Fourth hit of the night for Wisconsin Rapids. Their third leadoff hit in an inning. It begins the seventh with a knock here for Jake Beauchesne. Here's Tyler McClanahan. Third plate appearance tonight for everyone calling him T-Mac. Went down swinging back in the second inning. Most recently drew a four-pitch walk to begin the fifth. On deck is Stripling out of the nine spot, top of the order to follow. Matthew Hurd, the right-hander, throwing down the line for Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch, McClanahan swings right through that delivery from the right-hander. Count begins 0-1. Cahill set, first base side of the rubber, the 0-1 pitch. This is low to even up the count at 1-1. When we get to the home half of the seventh, 4-5-6, Garen Monroe, Vierling due up. The 1-1 pitch. That one misses low for ball two. McClanahan, a three-hit game most recently on Sunday against Lakeshore, and looking to get a knock here late in the opener of four straight against Madison and the first of two here at Warner Park this week. The 2-1 pitch. This is up and out for ball three. And we'll see now Bryson Stripling leaving the on-deck circle. Mason Onati, the Powell, Ohio native, and the infielder from Tulane University, grabbing a bat. He appears to be taking the plate appearance in Stripling's spot. The 3-1. This is up and out for ball four. Back-to-back walks drawn by McClanahan in his most recent two plate appearances. The Raptors have two on with nobody out, trailing 6-0 here in the seventh. Stripling was 0 for 2 with a pair of punch-outs in the third and fifth innings. So we'll see Onati check in here. For Onati, the freshman, having played now, he'll have made an appearance at every single Raptor game this year. Didn't start in the home opener. That's when Kyler McIntosh made his Raptor debut, but Onati entered in the third inning as a defensive replacement, coming in McIntosh's spot and playing second. It kicked Trotter Boston from second to third. Right-hander set, the first pitch to Onati. Misses low for ball one. On deck, it's Miles Vandenhoevel back to the top of the rafter order. Be the fourth time around. Long pause, the 1-0 to Onati. This is up and out for ball two. First time the rafters have had multiple base runners out on the base paths here this evening. Look to capitalize with it here with nobody out. 2-0 pitch, fastball that Onati at 88 miles an hour will take for a called strike. Same time, same place tomorrow night, a 6:05 first pitch here in Madison before the Mallards head to Wisconsin Rapids for back-to-back ball games as the 2-1 misses low and out in the right-handed batter's box. Onati's worked a three-ball count off the bench. We'll see how that changes things defensively. Obviously, Jack Matthews in at first base. Could see him put on the catcher's gear and go behind the dish. Could move some things around in the field as well to accommodate for Onati. The 3-1. This is low and in for ball four. Onati draws a five-pitch walk. Back-to-back five-pitch walks issued. From the right-hander, Brandon Cahill. Bases are loaded for Miles Vandenhoevel. He's reached twice thus far. Had a base hit to lead off the ballgame on the infield in the first. Walked on seven pitches back in the third inning. If you're in town for the upcoming weekend series, two with Madison and then one with La Crosse on Sunday, you look for a place to stay, look no further than our friends at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. They offer a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-legged companions. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Also, make sure to check out our friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. They welcome you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area this summer. For more information, check them out by visiting wisrapids.com. Once again, that's wisrapids.com for the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Bases full of rafters, 6-0. First pitch to Miles Vandenhoevel is low in the turf around home plate for ball one. It'll be McIntosh on deck, Matthews' spot to follow. The right-hander Cahill working first base side of the rubber is set in the 1-0. This is low and outside for ball two. No action right now for the Mallards down the line. It's Matthew Hurd throwing a full bullpen session down in the visitor's bullpen for Wisconsin Rapids. Can imagine he'll get the ball in the bottom of the seventh. 2-0 to Vandenhoevel, misses outside for ball three. Top of the rafters order. Back-to-back walks have been issued by Cahill. It would be hard to imagine Vandenhoevel being given the green light here. The 3-0. Fastball that misses downstairs for ball four. Rafters will score their first run of the ball game via a four-pitch walk issued to Miles Vandenhoevel here in the seventh. O'Shane scores, McClanahan to third, Onati to second. The bags remain juiced for Kyler McIntosh. We have all three umpires meeting just to the left of the pitcher's mound to discuss with the conditions if they want to put this thing into a potential delay or if they want to keep playing on. Right now it's one run on four hits and no errors for the Rafters, six runs on nine hits and an error for Madison in this seventh inning. And we're going to play on here at Warner Park. Kyler McIntosh still looking for his first hit of the ballgame, and his first hit is a Rafter. He's 0 for 3 thus far, a flyout to Best in center field back in the first inning. Popped out to the second baseman Hamilton in inning number 3 and most recently ended the fifth inning, popping out to the catcher Vierling in foul territory. Close call with Blake Guerin. First pitch kicks away from the catcher Vierling, missing low. From the right-hander out on the hill right now being Brandon Cahill. Count begins 1-0 here on the Raptors shortstop out of Alabama State University. For McIntosh, some two-way action at Alabama State this past spring. The Columbus, Indiana native, second team all SWAC he was back in the 2023 season as the 1-0. This is low and outside, kicking away from the catcher Vierling. Into scores McClanahan. All other runners move up 90 feet. Onati to third. Vandenhoevel on second. It's now a two-run seventh inning for the Rafters. McIntosh started and played in all 48 games out in the field this past year. Was a 307 hitter. Got on base at a 353 clip. Slugged 453 and got on base at, I should say, at an 806 OPS. Four homers, 38 RBIs, 14 doubles, and 179 at-bats for McIntosh. The 2-0 pitch is there on the outside corner for a called strike. Back on the 2nd of March, he went 3-for-3 with two doubles and two runs scored, five RBIs against Maryland Eastern Shore, the infamous D1 team that went 0-48 this past spring as the 2-1 pitch misses down. It was picked off the turf by Vierling. It's now a 3-1 count. Both runners in scoring position here for McIntosh. One swing at the bat can make it just a two-run game. On the mound for the right-hander, McIntosh, five outings, two starts, had a 6.55 ERA and a 1.55 whip through 11 innings this past spring. The 3-1 pitch, that's there on the outside corner on a fastball from the right-hander Cahill to make it 3-2. 3-2, nobody out, second and third. 6-2 the score in favor of Madison here in the top of the seventh. The payoff pitch from Cahill. That one misses outside for ball four. McIntosh draws a six-pitch walk. It's the fourth straight walk issued by Mallard pitching in this inning. Bases once again are loaded for the Rafters for Jack Matthey. That appears to be all. We'll have a pitching change here for Madison. No outs recorded for the right-hander Cahill so far, and he won't get the chance to do so here tonight from Warner Park. Donnie Scott, the field manager in his 12th year with Madison, out to the mound. We'll have a pitching change. 6-2 remains the score. Bases full of Rafters with nobody out. It's the three spot in the order. Jack Matthey due up when we return for Rafters Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
New pitcher in the ballgame for Madison. Still nobody out in the top of the seventh. Andy Ockmere, voice of the Rafters on WFHR. It's Luke Agnew, the right-hander, making his third appearance of this 2024 Northwoods League season in a 6-2 ballgame. The first pitch from him to Jack Matthey is in there for a called strike on the right-handed hitting first baseman. Agnew most recently worked back on May 31st against Lakeshore in the 7-5 win. Picked up the win by throwing 2 1/3 innings, one hit allowed, no runs, no walks, 4 strikeouts, facing 9 Chinook hitters. As the 0-1 misses to Matthew to even up the count at 1-1. The right-hander Brandon Cahill does not record an out of the pen here tonight, allows one hit, 2 runs, both earned by walking 4, no strikeouts 25 pitches thrown. The 1-1 to Matthew hit in the air right center field. Best and Marion giving chase. It's the center fielder Best calling off the right fielder. Catch made. Tagging and coming into score, sliding feet first is Mason Onati. It's a sacrifice fly for Matthew in the first out of the seventh, but the third run plated by Wisconsin Rapids in this frame to make it a 6-3 ball game. Vandenhoevel stays at second. McIntosh remains at first. Onati's pinch hit, five-pitch walk that he drew comes to fruition for the Raptors in scoring three. Grayson Schaefer's 0 for 3 today, a pair of 4-3 putouts. Met in the middle with a looking strikeout back in the fourth inning. For Luke Agnew, the Greenfield, Wisconsin native, the right-handed freshman from Wichita State University, fires a first-pitch ball down low to Schaefer. Outside of the game on the 31st, he threw on opening day against Eau Claire in the 5-3 loss, threw an inning and a third, two hits allowed, no runs, struck out one, faced six express hitters. 1-0 the count on the cleanup hitter, Schaefer. The delivery from Agnew is swung on and missed, working outer third, getting Schaefer to chase to make it a 1-1 count. After Schaefer, it's Trotter Boston on deck, who has a multi-hit game for the Raptors, Alex Brody to follow. Agnew set, first base side of the rubber, bouncing off second is Vandenhoevel, the 1-1. Swung on and missed by Schaefer, working up and in there was Agnew. It's now a 1-2 count on the Raptor third baseman. One to the count, one out. 6-3 our score here from Warner Park. The payoff from Agnew. That one misses low and outside to even up the count at 2-2. Agnew, the fourth pitcher used by Madison tonight. Wisconsin Rapids has used three and might look to use four here if Matthew Hurd enters in the bottom half of this seventh inning. The 2-2 pitch. That one misses high for ball three. Schaefer can find himself aboard, could potentially load the bases again for Wisconsin Rapids. All about capitalizing on the opportunities. Put up a few here in this inning, looking to add more. The 3-2 pitch. Hit on a line, that'll be foul down the right field line. Hit off the railing as well, right in front of a section of seats here at Warner Park. We'll get another 3-2 here to Grayson Schaefer. From Madison in the bottom of the seventh, once again, 4-5-6, Garen Monroe-Vierling due up against the Raptor bullpen. Agnew set, hands at the belt buckle. Looks back at second once and twice, the next 3-2. Broken bat, this one blooped into left field. That's going to get down for a base hit right in front of Moreno. Vandenhoevel held up at third to second. McIntosh, it's a full count base hit on a broken bat for Schaefer. His first hit of the evening. Bases once again loaded for Wisconsin Raptors in a 6-3 ball game here in the top half of the seventh. Bags juice with just one down. Trotter Boston has had a couple of clutch knocks so far this season, already with two hits today. Base hits back in the second and sixth inning. He's the eighth hitter for Wisconsin Rapids to step into the box this inning. He swings right through that first delivery from Agnew to make the count 0-1. Brody on deck, and then Beauchesne, who led the inning off with a single, awaits after him. The 0-1. Swung on and missed, and the bat goes flying. From Boston, beyond first base coach Tom Zaglowski. Getting slick here. The rain has subsided here at Warner Park, but going to get some pine tar on that handle now for Boston. The count's 0-2 on the Raptor second baseman. Minor Raptor fans back here tomorrow night, same time, same place for more Raptor baseball. You can catch us here on WFHR. Pre-game show beginning around like 10 minutes before we get underway, and then returning back to Witter Field for three games this weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, no better place to be than in Wisconsin Rapids watching some Raptor baseball this summer. The 0-2, that one misses up and out for ball one. For Matt Hurd, it would be his second appearance of the season if he does get called upon, and that's looking very likely at this point. Working one inning was Sam Arnold. He allowed a two-run shot to the Mallard center fielder, Justin Best, as the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed by Boston. Down on strikes for the second time in this ballgame. It'll be up to Alex Brody, the ninth hitter, into the box this inning for Wisconsin Rapids with the bags juiced. Brody is 0-for-2 in three plate appearances. Strikeout in the second and most recently in the sixth to end the inning. Drew a four-pitch walk back in the fourth. First pitch fired in there and called a strike from Agnew. As mentioned, after Beauchesne, back to the eighth spot with Tyler McClanahan. Two of the runs scored in this inning. The 0-1. This one skied in the air. In foul territory down the left field line. Schaffner and Monroe both giving chase. Miscommunication. The ball will fall right between them. It's now 0-2 on Alex Brody. Rain returning here in Madison. As mentioned, just going to try and get through this ballgame. Already had both teams miss a game on Monday. Madison playing Green Bay. Your Rafters down in Mequon against the Chinooks. Was supposed to be the second. Instead, it'll be three games in 2 days, right after the All-Star break at the end of July at Moonlight Grant Field. The 0-2 to Brody. Breaking ball, hit in the air, and struck well to right. Marion back at the track, at the wall. That one is in and out of his glove. The bases looking to clear for the Rafters. The throw to the plate, not in time. Schaefer gets in there safely. It was a developing play at the plate. The relay was in strong. We are tied here in Madison, 6-6. It's a six-run top of the seventh for Wisconsin Rapids. Wait to see how it's scored. Either way, Brody's out on second after a huge swing of the bat. Rafters have clawed all the way back. And it'll be Jake Beauchesne now, who led the inning off with a single and came in to score the runner in scoring position. Now the first pitch misses up and in from Agnew. After Beauchesne, it's McClanahan. Bottom third, trying to come through and potentially give Wisconsin Rapids the lead. The 1-0 pitch, swung on and driven into left, but way foul. And way out in front of that one was Beauchesne to even up the count at 1-1. Marion unable to come up with that ball down in right field at the warning track. It was well hit by Brody. And he looked to have read it well off the bat, but couldn't secure it. 1-1 pitch, hit back up the middle, looped on the infield, catch made by the shortstop Schaffner to retire the side. The Rafters come all the way back to tie it at 6-6. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning here in Madison. You're listening to Rafters Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
The morning show on WFHR, it's dangerous.
6% of our fellow Americans think that they could beat up a grizzly bear.
What? Oh, come on now.
I wouldn't fight Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. This guy's done something. What's up?
Gonna take him out.
Don't come for the king unless you're good. Best not miss. Best not miss if you come for the king.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Matthew Hurd enters the fray. The right-hander from the University of North Georgia will take over. Andy Ockham, your voice of Raptors baseball. Here on WFHR, we're tied at six after the Raptors put up six in the top half of this inning, highlighted by a two-out, three-run double off the glove of the right fielder of Madison. That would be Marion. Alex Brody coming through to knot this thing up. 4-5-6 to up against Hurd in this inning. A whole bunch of defensive substitutions for the Raptors. Bryson Stripling is out. Matthew moves from first base to catcher. Now in at first, coming over from third base is Grayson Schaefer, and entering in Stripling's spot, pinch hitting in the previous inning, was Mason Onati. He'll now be in at third base. Hurd will be making his second appearance of the season. Worked in the home opener last Tuesday against the Dock Spiders. 4-5-6 to it for the Mallards. First pitch to Blake Guerin, misses high for ball one. An inning and two-third thrown by Hurd last week. He allowed five hits and two runs against the Dock Spiders. No walks, two strikeouts to face 10 Fond du Lac hitters in that opening night 7-4 loss at home. The 1-0 to the University of Iowa product, Blake Guerin, skies this one in the air, deep left field. Back at the wall, Beauchesne out in front. That ball's actually going to drop right in front. Beauchesne lost it in the lights. He was playing it like that thing was a wall scraper and potentially could have been brought back in. Instead, it falls probably about 20 feet in front and to the right of Jake Beauchesne. Nobody touches it, so it's down for a leadoff double for Blake Guerin. It's his second hit of the night. Runner out, scoring position for the Mallards here in the bottom of the seventh to lead it off. It'll be Jake Monroe, the right-handed hitting third baseman now. Monroe's 1-for-3 today, a flyout to Alex Brody in right field in the first, doubled to lead off the third. Most recently went down looking against Nick Paulson, a part of the left-hander's final inning today at 1-2-3, bottom half of the fifth. All bunch of weird elements. Talk about the drop ball in right to know if it was a hit or an error. Play unfolding at the dish in order for the Raptors to tie it. Hurd set the first pitch to Monroe. Misses upstairs and outside for ball one. After Monroe, it's the catcher Will Vierling. Already dealing with some traffic as Hurd, one hitter in the 1-0. A breaking ball flipped in there right down the heart of the plate and is called a strike. Hurd's going to have to pitch around some trouble here if the Raptors have knotted this ball game up in the top half of the inning, the 1-1. This is down and out for ball two. Six runs on six hits, no errors for the Raptors. Six runs on 10 hits and an error for Madison. That double from Guerin being the 10th hit of the ball game for the hosts in this contest. Rain continues to come down here in Madison. Dealing through the elements, 2-1 pitch. That one misses outside for ball three from Hurd. The collegiate level, the 6'2 sophomore and a Monroe, Georgia native. 19 total outings at the University of North Georgia. College teammate with Bryson Stripling, the catcher who started this ballgame, was most recently lifted. 3-1. Breaking ball, misses outside for ball four. Five pitch walk drawn by Monroe. He's aboard for the second time here today. They're on first and second with nobody out for Will Vierling. For Vierling out of the sixth spot, he is 1-for-3, an RBI single that he had back in the three-run bottom of the first for Madison. Strikeout swinging in the third, and most recently to begin the bottom of inning number six. Hurd set corners in, showing bunt is Vierling. He gets it down by the third base side. Coming in, Onati gloves, fires across the first, all in one motion. It's in time. He has sacked bunt for Vierling to second Monroe to third Guerin. Smooth-looking play out there for Mason Onati. It's the first out of the inning. Both runners out in scoring position now for the seven-hitter, Liam Moreno. 0-for-2 and three plate appearances today. His most recent trip to the plate was hit by a pitch in the sixth and later came in to score. If you're looking across the box score, Raptors went 0-0, 0-0, 0-0 through the first six and added six in the top of the seventh. Madison on their end, three in the bottom of the first, one in the bottom of the second, and two in the bottom of inning number six. 48, the right-hander Nick Perry making his way down the line for Wisconsin Rapids. Don't know if that's either to stretch out or grab a ball and start throwing. Just doing some J-band work. He's got his glove on, so that could be the next call to the pen for Kirk Schreider if it's needed in the middle of this inning. Infield in for Wisconsin Rapids, a 6-6 ball game. Moreno into the box for the fourth time today. Third set working first base side of the rubber. The first pitch from him. It's a breaking ball that misses up and in for ball one. On the Wisconsin Rapids end, it's gone Burns, Paulson, Arnold, and now Hurd. It's the signs from Mappy back behind the plate for the Raptors now. Here comes the 1-0. Fastball that misses outside for ball two from the right-hander Hurd. Mappy entered this ball game, wasn't on the team bus, joined the team later on in pregame. Not in the starting lineup, subbed in for Max McGuire in the third inning for a pinch hit at bat. Since then, he's driven in a run, did it last inning via a sack fly, played some first base. Now he's back to his natural spot behind the plate. The 2-0 pitch popped up in the field of play, foul territory right out in front of the rafter dugout. Mappy calling off Schaefer to make the grab and an immediate mad dash to the plate for Matthew Schaefer and the third baseman Onati. Nobody covering home. That's a huge second out for Hurd. We remain tied with runners on second and third base. They'll bring up Justin Best, the left-handed hitting center fielder. An inning ago, left the yard, an Oppo Taco shot for Best to make it at the time a 6-0 ball game. Has a chance to do some damage here with two down and two runners out in scoring position. First pitch from Hurd to Best. Owen misses out in the right-handed batter's box. Count begins 1-0. The Raptors, when we get to the eighth, 8-9-1, McClanahan, Onati, and Vandenhoevel. 1-0 the count. Hurd set. His next delivery. A breaking ball. Working middle to outer third. He nets the called strike. Once again, Raptor fans, if you're in town this weekend, still looking for a place to stay for the homestand, look no further than our friends at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free homestyle breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. They also welcome four-leg companions over at the Cobblestone as the 1-1 pitch is lasered foul down the third baseline by Best to make it a 1-2 count. That's right, four-leg companions. Bring your family pet, whether it's your dog, your cat, or whatever you have for your family to Wisconsin Rapids this summer. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. 1-2 remains the count here on the center fielder, Justin Best. Huge spot here for Matt Hurd to try and get out of and keep this game knotted at 6 apiece. He comes set. His next 1-2. That one misses up and out to even up the count at 2-2. Raptors will head home tonight before doing this exact same day over tomorrow. Similar departing time. Same first pitch. Going to get used to these mallards a lot here this week. The 2-2 down in the dirt. Do you go around and peel out to the field? Yes, he did. Best down on strikes. Huge spot that Hurd's able to get out of to keep this game tied at 6-6. We're through 7 here at Warner Park. We'll be back for the top of the eighth momentarily. 8-9-1 do it for the Raptors, looking to take the lead. You're listening to Raptors Baseball either on the Civic Media app or on your FM AM dial at 97.5, 1320. Either way, it's WFHR, and it's locally grown radio.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit destinationswisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Another call to the pen for Madison as we enter the top of the eighth inning at Warner Park. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters here on WFHR. It'll be the right-hander Davis Welch to take over in his second season being a part of this Mallards organization. 8-9-1, do it for the Rafters this inning. It'll be Tyler McClanahan followed up by Mason Onati, and back to the top of the order with Miles Vandenhoevel. If you're just joining us, first of all, the Rafters have 6 runs on 6 hits, no errors committed defensively. And the Mallards have 6 runs on 10 hits and 1 error that came back in the first inning. 3 in the bottom of the 1st, 1 in the bottom of the 2nd, 2 in bottom 6 for Madison. All 6 for Wisconsin Rapids coming to the top of the 7th, taking a handful of walks issued by relief pitcher Brandon Cahill, who walked 4 while throwing 25 pitches out of the pen. Didn't record a single out. Following Cahill, it was the right-hander Luke Agnew, some mid-inning cleanup duty, did allow an earned run, but collected all 3 outs and threw 20 pitches. The first pitch from the right-hander Welch to Tyler McClanahan misses low and out for ball 1. McClanahan drew a 5-pitch walk an inning ago, later came around to score 1 of the 6 runs. The 1-0 delivery to T-Mac. Check swing on the outside corner. He did not go around. It's now 2-0. This will be the 3rd appearance of the season for the Harding University product, Davis Welch. Most recently threw 2 innings against Lakeshore on the final day of May. The 2-0 fastball is there, the inside corner, shooting the knees to make it 2-1. Against Lakeshore in that 7-5 win, throwing those 2 innings, allowing 1 hit, no runs, walked 3, struck out 2, and has faced 8 hitters in both of his appearances this season as the 2-1 pitch misses low for ball 3. First outing came back on the 28th of May, that 18-10 win against Eau Claire. Threw an inning, allowed 3 hits and 3 runs, walked 2. Faced 8 express hitters. 3-1 the count on McClanahan. The next delivery from Welch. This one is lined foul down the left field line and onto the concourse. It's now a full count on the Rafter designated hitter this evening. McClanahan 0-for-1 after the walk in the previous inning. Also drew a 4-pitch walk back in the 5th to lead that inning off. Most recently struck out swinging in the 2nd to end the inning. The 3-2 pitch. That one misses low for ball 4. 3rd straight walk drawn by McClanahan. This one on 6 pitches. He's aboard to lead off this top of the 8th inning. Bring up Mason Onati for the 2nd time here tonight. Onati pinched hit for Stripling back in the 7th. Drew a 5-pitch walk and later came in to score. See Kirk Schreider above the top step of the dugout giving out signs to Onati and the runner on first, McClanahan. Wonder if a bunt could be in play here for Mason. Third baseman of the Mallards, Monroe, well in front of the bag. Onati giving himself up early, showing bunt here. Long pause from Welch with 10 on the pitch clock. Fires, pulls back as this one does catch the outside corner, says home plate umpire Noah Hobart, and it's called strike 1. Rain hasn't let up here in Madison. They're still playing through it, and we got a tie ball game here in the top of the 8th. Welch working third base side of the rubber. Onati now shows bunt as he comes set. The 0-1 bunts it down the third baseline. Glove by Monroe. He'll throw to first in time. Nobody covering third, but that quickly changes for Madison as McClanahan reaches 2nd on the sack bunt from Mason Onati. Back to the top of the order for the 5th time around this evening for the center fielder Miles Vandenhoevel. Vandenhoevel has reached in 3 of his 4 plate appearances. He had an infield single to lead off the ballgame in the 1st, drew a 7-pitch walk in inning number 3, went down looking in the 5th, and most recently a 4-pitch walk in the 7th. Run came in to score on that walk drawn by Vandenhoevel. He's got a runner out in scoring position here with 1 down, some good wheels, and McClanahan out on 2nd base. Also some good wheels in the batter's box right now with Miles. McIntosh on deck, Matthew to follow, we're at the top of the Rafter order. First pitch to Vandenhoevel's in there for a called strike, working up and in as the right-hander Welch. Last year in Madison, Welch worked in 3 ball games in the regular season, throwing 10 innings, having an ERA of 6.3 and a whip of 1.8. Long pause from Davis here, the 0-1. Hit on the ground, left side, gloved by the third baseman Monroe. He'll gather and throw to first, just in time. Advancing to 3rd on the play is McClanahan. That's where he'll stay with 2 down. Vandenhoevel goes down 5-3 for the 2nd out of the frame. It'll be up to the Alabama State shortstop, Kyler McIntosh. so far. Hitless, but has reached once and scored in the last inning, drew a six-pitch walk. Other than that, a flyout and a pair of pop-outs on the infield for the right-handed hitting McIntosh. Welch also threw in a playoff game last year for Madison. Six innings, seven hits allowed, one run. Struck out six, didn't walk a hitter, facing 25 in that start. First pitch to McIntosh, a fastball in the outside corner at 91 from the right-hander. That's called the strike. Jack Matthew, the catcher, is in the on-deck circle, has his shin guards on. Ready for whatever the result is here on McIntosh. Raptors looking to take a 7-6 lead in the top of the eighth. The one pitch, I should say, is cut on and missed. It's now 0-2. Two up for Madison in the home half of the eighth. 9-1-2. Marion, Schaffner, Hamilton, all left-handed bats. Long pause. Here comes the 0-2. Hit on the ground, left side, Monroe will glove. Takes his time, fires across to first. It's in time to end the inning. McClanahan draws a leadoff walk, but is left on third base after an Onati sack bunt, a pair of 5-3 putouts at the top of the rafter order. To get Madison out of the frame, we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Here at Warner Park, we remain tied at 6 apiece. You're listening to Rafters Baseball on your home of the Rafters, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the eighth inning from Warner Park. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters on WFHR. We're still tied at 6. And the fifth pitcher enters the ballgame for the Rafters. That's the right-hander from the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, and a native of Paw, Michigan, Sidney Ferry. Ferry got the win in the last Rafter ball game on Sunday against Lakeshore, throwing three innings, allowing one hit, two runs, none of which were earned. Didn't walk a Chinook and struck out one, facing 12 hitters in that outing. On the season, in his two combined outings, he threw an inning against Waterloo in the 7-6 win last Wednesday, the first home win of the season. Has a 2.25 earned run average, facing 17 batters in total. He's got the 9-1-2 spots due up in the Madison order in the sitting. The first pitch to Charlie Marion misses outside for ball one. You're just joining us. Madison, three runs in the first, two in the second, two in the sixth. They led 6-0 entering the top of the seventh. The Rafters putting up sixth in the top of the seventh. That's where we stand now. The 1-0 pitch misses up and out as well for ball two. So again, tomorrow night, same time, same place here at Warner Park. 2 of 12 and 2 of 6. We'll get to that in a second as the 2-0 pitch misses high for ball three. It's the second of six games between these two teams in this yard, the second of 12 total on the season. Then they return home for two straight against Madison on Friday and Saturday. These teams are going to get very used to each other very quickly. The 3-0 pitch misses up and out for ball four. A four-pitch walk drawn by Marion. He's aboard for the third time in this ballgame. If you're looking for a place to stay this weekend, and whether it's against the Madison series or against lacrosse, look no further than our friends at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four light companions. You can't beat it. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether you want to come out this weekend or for any other homestand this summer, look no further than our friends over at the Cobblestone. First pitch to Jake Schaffner to start the top of the order again for the fifth time. He takes ball one from Ferry. The 1-0 pitch. That one misses outside for ball two. Matt Hurd got the ball in the seventh and had runners on second and third, but just one out. Got out of the jam, throwing 16 pitches. He allowed one hit, no runs, walked one, and struck out a Mallard hitter in that inning. The 2-0 pitch on the outside corner. It's called a strike. For the Rafters in the top of the ninth, 3-4-5, Matthew Schaefer, Boston. Hoping for a scoreless frame from Ferry here to keep it 6-6 when we get to that point. The 2-1 to Schaffner misses up and out. He had a base hit back in the bottom of the first and later came in to score, but has since been held hitless after coming into this game 10-for-20 on the season. Struck out swinging in the second, flew out to right in the fourth, grounded out 3-1 in the sixth. And the 3-1 pitch misses up and out for ball four. Back-to-back walks issued by Sidney Ferry to begin this eighth inning. Marion moves to second on the base on balls. They'll bring up Davis Hamilton, the dangerous left-handed hitting second baseman for these Mallards, who has a multi-hit game, had an infield single most recently in the sixth. 3-for-4 today is Hamilton. No action down the line for the Rafters. Sticking it through with Ferry here. The third baseman, Schaefer, well in front of the bag. And over at first, I should say Schaefer's at first, Onati at third, as the first pitch to Hamilton tap foul down the third base line. As we look across the Northwoods League, later on into the evening, high-scoring affair, 20 combined runs in Battle Creek. The Battle Jacks lead the Royal Oak Leprechauns at the top of the eighth, 14-6. The 0-1 pitch misses for ball one. We're tied here, a final in Kokomo. The Jackrabbits fall to 1-8. They lose to Kalamazoo 6-2. Tight game finishing out in Traverse City. The Pittsbitters take down the Chinooks 4-3. Lakeshore falling to 500 at 4-4. Traverse City moves to 7-2. The 1-1 pitch misses low and in. Off the protector of Matthew. Had no idea where it went. It got blocked right in front of him. In the confusion, Schaffner takes second, Marion on third. Ground ball in the infield, double play has been taken away. Two ducks on the pond for the Mallards here for Hamilton. Bottom five in a high-scoring affair at Carson Park, home of the Eau Claire Express. The Express trail the 1-7, Rochester Honkers 9-7. A delay in lacrosse at Copeland Park. The Loggers lead the Rockers 6-5 in that battle. As Mike Spears, first-year pitching coach for the Rafters, make a trip out to the mound here to talk to Ferry alongside his catcher, Jack Matthew. The infield staying away on this meeting. Top five at ISG Field, the Wilmer Stingers lead the Mankato Moondogs 10-4 in a battle of a couple of 10 or 4-win teams, I should say. An 8th spot in the top of the third, the highlight there for Wilmer. Pitching showdown in a pitcher's duel in Wausau. The 3-5 Dock Spiders and the 8-0 Woodchucks are knotted at 1 at the top of the 5th at Athletic Park. 5-3 the score, bottom 7 in Bismarck, the Larks leading the Minot Hot Tots. And in the bottom of the 7th at Simmons Field, Rockford piling it on Kenosha. 9-1 the lead there for Rockford. 3-0 St. Cloud looking for their third win of the season. They're on the road against the Badlands Big Sticks. Top 6 there. Out of the mound meeting, the 2-1 misses low and outside from Ferry for ball 3 on Davis Hamilton. Still no action in the Rafter bullpen. This is Sidney Ferry's inning through and through. Infield now in for Wisconsin Rapids. Trotter Boston, the second baseman, playing more even with the bag. The 3-1. That one misses low for ball 4. 5-pitch walk drawn by Hamilton's. The third straight walk issued out of the pen for Ferry this inning. The bases are now full of Mallards with nobody out for their three-hitter, Alex Harrell. It's Hamilton on first, Schaffner on second, Marion on third. Righty-on-righty battle to commence here with Harrell and Ferry. Just looking for something on the ground here. Middle's back. Wisconsin Rapids looks to potentially concede the run if it's hit up the middle. As the first pitch to Harrell misses low and outside for ball one. Corners in, Onati now backing up even with the bag. Schaefer over at first, a couple steps in front as well. 1-0 the count. Harrell's first game of the summer with the Mallards. That one misses low for ball two. Harrell so far today, his first plate appearance in the first, drew a six-pitch walk and later scored, had a sack fly in the second, a couple of strikeouts since. Went down looking to begin the fifth, went down swinging to end inning number six. The 2-0 pitch from Sidney Ferry. Hit on the ground, left side, over to short. Over to second, one, Boston will eat it. And the attempt trying to throw to first. So it'll be a 6-4 fielder's choice. Hamilton out at second, Schaffner to third. Harrell's at first, and Marion comes in to score. It's a 7-6. Madison lead. I'll bring up the cleanup hitter, Blake Guerin. Guerin, a couple of knocks, doubled to lead off the seventh, most recently in a ball that Jake Beauchesne lost in the lights, had gone all the way back to the warning track and at the wall, thinking that ball may have gotten out at Warner Park, but instead fell probably about 20 feet in front of him and to the right. Guerin a chance here with a runner 90 feet away, and Madison now leading at 7-6. Perry's first pitch to him. This is up and in for ball one. Other than that, Guerin had an RBI single to start his day in the first, in between his two hits. A fly out to right in the second to Alex Brody to end the inning. He also went down swinging as the second strikeout, a part of a 1-2-3 strike up the side frame for Nick Paulson in the fifth. Ferry's 1-0. Runner takes off for second. This one is cranked in the air to center field, sending Vandenhoevel back out in front of the warning track at the wall. That's going to hit the fence. Schaffner in to score, getting waved around behind him as Alex Harrell. There will be no throw to the plate. Blake Guerin, a two-run double with one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. It is now 9-6 Madison. It's his third hit of the ballgame, and it's a big one for the Mallards. Regaining the lead right back here in this inning. It's a three spot in the bottom of the eighth with still just one out. With a runner out in scoring position for the five-hitter, James Monroe. Monroe drew a five-pitch walk with Guerin out on second base in the seventh against Matt Hurd, but Hurd was able to pitch around the jam. Sidney Ferry not as lucky. Here in the bottom half of the eighth inning, Madison now just three outs away from taking the opener of this two-game series and the beginning of four straight between the two clubs. That double from Guerin, the 11th hit of the ballgame as well for Madison. First pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike from Ferry on the outer third. This is the sixth hitter of the inning for Madison. Ferry's 0-1. Another breaking ball swung on and missed by Monroe to make it an 0-2 count. Doubling up on the breaking ball is Ferry. We'll see if he'll work backwards here on the 0-2 pitch. Guerin a couple steps off second. The middle infield of McIntosh and Boston leaving him alone out there. The 0-2. This one fouled back to the screen. Fighting and hanging tough is Monroe. We'll get another 0-2 pitch here in this plate appearance. As mentioned earlier in the inning, it'll be Matthew Schaefer, Boston in the ninth. Instead of coming up with a tie ball game, Rafters are going to have some work to do in the ninth. Ferry working first base side of the rubber set. His next 0-2. Breaking ball that misses upstairs and inside for ball one. Jacob Kisting got the start tonight for the Mallards. Five shutout innings, 88 pitches thrown. Rafters went with an opener in his Wisconsin Rapids debut. Thomas Burns, who allowed a three spot in the first, but Nick Paulson then. Four innings of one-run ball out of the bullpen. 1-2 pitch. This is low for ball two. Burns threw 30 pitches in the first. Four hits, three runs. Walked one, struck out one. Paulson allowed a sack fly in the second, but after that, three scoreless frames thrown. After that, four total. Three hits allowed on that one run. Didn't walk a Mallard hitter and struck out six as the 2-2 pitch is outside and gets by Matthew. Didn't even touch it. So it gets all the way back to the screen. Monroe's worked a full count. After Paulson's 58-pitch outing out of the bullpen, it went to Sam Arnold for an inning who allowed two runs on a two-run shot from the center fielder Justin Best. 29 pitches thrown for Arnold. Did strike out two. Then Matt Hurd, his 16-pitch scoreless clutch bottom of the seventh. Could all be for nothing here. Infield in for the Raptors, 3-2, one out, the next pitch. That one misses up and in for ball four. Seven-pitch walk drawn by Monroe. He'll head to first, putting runners on the corners with one down here in the bottom of the eighth. It's the third time aboard for Monroe tonight. It brings up the catcher, Will Vierling. Vierling, a sack bunt most recently an inning ago. Had an RBI single back in the first. A couple swinging strikeouts as well for the Mallard backstop in the third and fifth inning. As an RBI chance here to potentially push the Mallards into double-digit runs this evening. Perry set out of the stretch, the first pitch to him. That one misses outside for ball one. Three straight walks issued from Ferry to Mallard, hitting at the 9-1-2 spots. Marion Schaffner, Hamilton to begin this inning. Alex Harrell into a 6-4 fielder's choice that brought in the first run of the frame, and then a two-run double. A hitter later from Blake Guerin made it a three-run Mallard lead as the 1-0 misses low to Vierling to make it a two-ball and no-strike count. After Vierling, it's Liam Moreno in the on-deck circle. The 2-0 from Ferry. This is outside for ball three. Still no action for the Raptors down the right field line. Barry has another 3-0 count here. As the 3-0 pitch is in there for a called strike. 86 on that delivery from Ferry. He's going to work back into it here with a 3-1 count. This will be his 31st pitch out of the bullpen in this inning coming here. The 3-1. That one misses out in the right-handed batter's box for ball four. A 5-pitch walk issue to Vierling loads the bags once again for Madison here in this inning. Monroe to second. Guerin remains on first. It'll be the eighth hitter of the inning, Liam Moreno now. I want to give a shout-out to the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors interns. One of their three making the road trips to come out, hang out, watch a road game this year. They're in the house, and they've stuck through the rain, and they're hanging out and watching some Northwoods League baseball here at Warner Park on this Wednesday evening as the first pitch to Moreno is a break ball that misses high for ball one. I was able to talk to a few of them before the game and love hanging out with my coworkers and my crew, and it's tough being on the road for a stretch where you just don't see them for a while. It's a 1-0 fastball fired right in there for a called strike from Ferry. It was good to see them and say hi and catch up with them. I know we got one more on the road here tonight, but very much looking forward to a weekend series. Not only back home with all you Raptor fans, but with the hardworking intern crew we have as well. The 1-1 pitch misses low and outside. Ball two on Moreno. Travel for the team is up and down. The most road games come here in the month of June. July will be fun, though. It's all fun. It's Northwoods League baseball. Love traveling around, but obviously being in your home yard, exactly where you want to be all the time. 2-1 pitch. Slowly chopped on the ground, left side glove by Onati. The throw to the plate is in time. That's the only out they'll get. Guerin cut down trying to score. It'll go down as a 5-2 fielder's choice. Bases remain loaded. Moreno safe at first. Two down in the frame. So Vierling to second, Monroe to third. Guerin taking off the base paths for Justin Best, who is the ninth hitter into the box for Madison this inning. The man who led the inning off, Charlie Marion, now sits in the on-deck circle. Best 1-for-3, but his one knock's a pretty significant one. A two-run opposite field shot back in the bottom of the sixth. Be more action down the line for Madison. That might still be Davis Walsh just staying loose as the first pitch from Ferry elevated it on the outside corner. Nets the called strike there on Best. See Cannon Restein jogging down to the Raptor bullpen to play some catch if needed, but now there's two down in the inning. The 0-1 from Ferry. Breaking ball swung on and missed by Best to make it 0-2. Yeah, Restein's going to start throwing. Might be too little too late down the line for the Raptors. Ferry just one pitch away from getting out of this. The 0-2. That one misses outside on a breaking ball for ball one. We'll see if it's remaining Davis Welch out on the hill, or Walsh, If another move is made for Madison, leading by three in the ninth, the 1-2. He got him looking. Best down on strikes to end the frame. Not for Madison, sends all nine to the plate in the home half of the eighth and scores three different times. They now lead your Raptors 9-6. One last chance for the offense in the top of the ninth inning coming momentarily from Warner Park.